This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, this is why I continuously drive you to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Why? Because this morning we were on a brand new platform where our first show brought us about 34,000 views. Watchers that same day, and interestingly enough, after only 3 weeks, they pulled us without even warning us. Okay, this is some serious stuff going on in your country, friends, because again, we're constantly making reference, right, to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the founding documents, which only shows you, friends, that's an obstacle in the way of those that mean to basically ride roughshod over the rest of us. This is illegal, friends, okay? And I'm talking to Americans because you need to understand that you've been given a lot of light. Okay, you've been given much, and much is required. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that I'm usually the last guy that you're going to hear from if you don't stand up and deal with what's going on in this country. What's happening is these big tech companies are hiding behind Section 230. Okay, Section 230 was given to stop pornography, which, by the way, it does not. Okay, go to Twitter, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Go to Twitter and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. It was to prevent pornography, to pull it down. They've used Section 230 against their political opposition. They've used Section 230 to deal with their political opposition. They're censoring free speech. Congress shall make no law. No law means no law respecting an establishment of religion, Christianity, under the umbrella of, you know, the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Wesleyans, so on and so forth. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Let me say that again. Or prohibiting the stopping thereof, the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Folks, they've taken it so far now that if you petition the government for redress of grievances in the United States of America, they want to basically label you as a potential domestic terrorist. And by the way, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today, friends, is just that topic. The list, right? We didn't finish it yesterday. I want to tell you how this all works, friends. When you want this to stop, this will all stop. But it only stops when the American people put a stop to it. Because again, what we're seeing right now in this country, friends, is not good in any sense of the word. Do you guys all remember what George Washington said about free speech and being led to the slaughter? Well, let me just give it to you one more time. Like a sheep to the slaughter, said that of George Washington, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. And what we're finding, friends, going back to what I originally started this segment off with, is the fact that they're assailing anybody that counters the mainstream media's narrative on COVID-19 or the vaccinations. Okay? And again, I want you to keep in mind, friends, what's happening in your country is the unlicensed, the unqualified, and the unelected are the ones that are setting the narrative on the virus and the vaccinations. Who's being censored are the licensed doctors telling you the truth about the likes of the WHO and Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and the CDC. And you need to understand that this is all happening by design to confuse the American people so they can just basically get away with the things that they're getting away with. Let me give you a prime example of just that. Now you're hearing much of Anthony Fauci talking about wearing two masks. Do you all remember when he said masks don't work? Listen to this, friends.
There's a lot of confusion among people and misinformation surrounding face masks. Can you discuss that?
The masks are important for someone who's infected to prevent them from infecting someone else. Now, when you see people and look at the films in China and South Korea, whatever, everybody's wearing a mask. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
Really?
You're sure of it? Because people are listening.
Wow,
really,
this is insane, friends.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
Okay, so you heard Anthony Fauci say that, this little repeat criminal, right? Now he's telling you to wear two masks, okay, which is the perfect segue as to how I started this segment. Now he wants you to wear two masks. Does anybody know why he wants us to wear two masks? Has anybody ever heard of the Hegelian dialectic? See, if he can get everybody to wear two masks, and what he's really doing is aiming at their political opposition concerning those that are not going along with their false narrative. Okay? So if people complain about, well, listen, I'm already wearing a mask. Why do I got to wear two masks? Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, they got two steps forward. They take a step back. So everybody's going to say, you know what? Just wearing one mask is all I'm going to do. So what do? They got you exactly where they wanted you. Hegelian dialectic is a framework for guiding thought and actions into conflict that lead to synthetic solution, which can only be introduced once those being manipulated take a side that will advance the predetermined agenda. That's what's happening here. Controlled opposition, problem, reaction, solution. Controlled opposition, problem, reaction, solution. Everybody's down the road as to where they want them down the road right now concerning everybody just going along with what they're being told. But the problem that I have and so many people have on the globe today, friends, is they haven't even proved the virus to the point and to the point that they've gotten you to believe that it is. Matter of fact, I was in a grocery store this morning and a lady that was behind me foolishly going along like the sheep being led to the slaughter, and that's exactly what it is, and these people are the ones that are going to take the vaccination. But she's seen a little water on top of the counter, and she asked the lady behind the counter to basically wipe that off because she was afraid something might get on her. America, honestly, I gotta say, people like that, you really deserve what you've got coming, because for you to follow along with a Bill Gates, with a WHO, CDC, and the likes of Anthony Fauci, what else do you say to people like you? I mean, really, that's really what it comes down to, friends. People are just really that dummied down, to say the least. Just got back from Michigan, just got back from Tennessee. I'm going to pull up my friend Brandon Taylor out of Winchester, Tennessee, right after this break, and then we're going to get to our main topic, and the main topic is the list, okay? This all stops when the American people put a stop to it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion. And Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with our information delivery system. From Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, if you want to check it out, please do, as to know who we are, what it is that we do, and what it is that we're continuously doing. Luke 19:10, put it up against what I just said. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Right now is the time to book us. Folks, it looks like Tennessee's coming up again, Michigan's coming up again, Georgia's coming up again, possibly Florida, and now just this morning, even Arizona. We got about a three-month window, so if you'd like to book us outside of that, or if you're near those places that I just shared with you, please do consider giving us a call, and we'll see if we can fit you in the schedule. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. We've just been deplatformed again, friends. And with this coming from a platform where we believed that they were an advocate for the First Amendment, but we're finding out that they were worse than even that of YouTube right now. But we do have social media platforms up right now. You can always find us at sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media, friends. You can say that we are one of those that are taking the last stand, and friends, I intend that we're going to win the day. So when I say the last stand, I just want you to understand the severity of times, nothing more, nothing less. This is not a gloom and doom message in any sense of the word. It's to wake up the dead church in America, the 86% that profess to be Christians. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe. Check us out on that social media platform. Join us on Top Chat. You can also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com right now, and click on to the video and join us on Top Chat. Also wanted to let you know that we are broadcasting into 133 cities. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts. You can go over to Genesis Communication Networks, and you will see the gauge right there on the left side of the page, Genesis Communication Networks. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries. And by the way, If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, folks, we follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. I just want to let you know I'm going to pull up my friend Brandon Taylor right now, and on the other side, we're going to get to the main topic, the list. The three quarters that we missed yesterday concerning potential terrorists in America being defined by criminals in Washington, D.C. Guess who's on that list? You probably are. You can rest assured. And this was just broadcasted, by the way, and promulgated through the mainstream media concerning this bill, this domestic terror bill that they're trying to pass through. And Mrs. Gabbard, Tulsi Gabbard, came out and said, listen, I'm concerned about what's going on here because it seems that half of the people in this country would be on this list. I'm going to go to 95% of the people on the list, friends. And why she minimized it, I know not. But we're going to get to that main topic in just a moment. With that said, thanks for holding on, Brandon Taylor from Tennessee. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bradley. Good to be on with you today.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Now, listen, I called you yesterday. We just left Tennessee because prior to coming out to Tennessee, we were spending time in Michigan, did a couple events out there. They were packed. The first church, as a matter of fact, was a bigger church, and it was packed. The second one was a business that had to open because of the churches complying with the state rather than realizing their rights come from God and the state works for them. I guess what we found over the last 9, 10, 11 months now is the fact that the church in America, their subservience and their allegiance is to the state rather than God. What say you?
Well, Bradley, I was in prayer this morning, and the Lord just dropped something in my spirit on the power of the tongue. And I just wanted to share it with you here on your show, if that's okay.
Sure.
James chapter 3 speaks of the power of the tongue. And in that, it talks about the ship and the rudder on the ship, and the fierce winds that are blowing the ship, and how the rudder guides that ship, even amongst the into the fierce wind. Well, as I was praying about this morning, I realized that the ship, the vessel, is America. And the fierce political winds that have come against this, and the waves of the media has come against this nation.
Yeah.
We must realize the power of the tongue lies. We are the rudder, and we are steering the ship. Even though we're in the middle of a storm, we are still steering the ship with the power of our words.
Yep.
And I just want to encourage every pastor, every preacher, every teacher, Sunday school teacher, open the doors of your church. Get out there. Preach the word. Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I believe we're in the time of revival, Bradley. I don't believe it's the time to sit down and close our doors.
Amen. And I knew this is what I was going to get out of you, Brandon. That's why I pulled you up on the radio with me. But it's interesting. I want to make clear people understand we're not talking about metaphysics. We're not talking about name it and claim it concerning circumstance here, friends. We're talking Amen. About Scripture. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And well, I got to say, that, listen, our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ, and if that's the case, we're always going to eat the fruit of life because Jesus said that we're going to have life and have life more abundantly. Going back to my original statement that I made, Brandon, it's interesting to note that churches all over the country are shut down right now. And I had my attorney from Liberty University, Liberty Council, Richard Mass, get on the radio. I said, you got to encourage these people across the country to get out there and do their jobs. And I'm talking about those that call themselves Christians, and namely preachers that should be preaching from the pulpits today. So I got him on the radio. He told everybody to get back in the pulpits. He told them, you've never lost the right. Where the church is under attack right now, they're stepping up and they're winning the day. But what we see 11 and let's even take it 12 months later, we still see a majority of the pulpits in America shut down, and that's why we took the initiative to stay out there. And just for the record, every single month since this pandemic, we have been out there doing what the Lord has commanded us to do. We have never retreated. We haven't capitulated. And so what we did is about 2 weeks ago, we took to Michigan. The church was packed, Brandon. We took trip to, that was in Brighton, Michigan. Then we went to a business in Hastings, Michigan. It was packed. Then we came to you. Then we went to church at your place, Brandon Taylor, and it was interesting. Your little church was packed. And then that Sunday, that was on a Friday, and then the following Sunday, we went out again. And we were close to capacity in the sense of what we had chairs available up in the front there. And it shows you that if we preach, they will come. If we preach, they will come. How do these individuals in the pulpits in America today justify the unjustifiable? How do you see it, Brandon?
I see a fearful I see a fearful pulpit. People who are afraid to preach, they're afraid to take a stand. I see people every day, they're asking me on an individual basis on how do they take a stand, what is that stand, how do they do it. And number one, the church needs to repent. We need to go through a period of repentance. It's time to put away our idols. It's time to turn our eyes toward the Lord and not upon man. I believe that the pulpit in America has been a fearful pulpit, and I am ashamed of what I've seen coming from other
Amen.
Pastors and preachers and teachers. I'm ashamed for them.
Amen. Oh, to
it's
say
a
the least.
Thing to see it happen.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Brandon, I got you.
People are hungry for the things of God. They're hungry for it. Just get out there and open your churches.
Amen. And there's no excuse as to why they are not open. If it comes down to a virus, we have Psalm 91, we have Acts 10:38. The fact of the matter, again, what it comes down to, friends, is who is their allegiance being shown to right now? The Lord that they say that you should believe in, that they themselves don't believe in, or the state? Because that's who they're submitted to, and put Isaiah 30 up against that. I've got you for about two more minutes, Brandon, and I just wanted to know, from a personal viewpoint, is there any effectiveness coming from the ministry? Was there some fruit that we could talk about concerning what just took place at both your church services in Tennessee? And can you kind of give us a little testimony for the next 2 minutes as to the fruit of what we just got done doing out there?
Absolutely. I had mature Christians actually contact me, Bradley, after our meetings and telling me they were in time of repentance because they didn't realize the ingredients that were in these vaccines. People didn't know that they were using aborted fetus tissue, baby tissue inside these vaccines. And mature Christians, people in their 60s, were contacting me telling me they have been repenting over the fact that they've taken flu vaccines over the years and different vaccines. Ignorance has caused people to perish in the church, and it's time that we become aware of who we are. That's what you're doing, Bradley. You're putting it out there. You're speaking truth. It's been an awesome time, and just some proof of that is the fact that people are contacting me. They're excited about your second trip to Tennessee. We can't wait. We want to make it bigger. We want to start advertising even more. We're going to put it out there. I think you're going to see even a bigger packed house next trip down to Tennessee.
Well, listen, Brandon, we're working this together, and this is how the body of Christ comes into play. Brandon, do you have a website that's posted yet where we could drive traffic to?
I don't have a website as of right now, Brandon.
Oh, no. We need to work on that. That's the next step, brother. Let me tell you, folks, I got Brandon Taylor, my friend from Tennessee. We just got done doing a couple services. Brandon, thank you for your time today. I got to get to my main topic. And again, we love you from Minnesota in action, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is promoting new executive orders on climate change. Biden saying the U.S. has delayed action for too long on addressing the climate crisis. Responding to a question about what his message would be to the oil and gas workers who will see an end to their livelihoods, Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry says,
coal plants have been closing over the last 20 years. So what President Biden wants to do is make sure those folks have better choices, that they have alternatives, that they can be the people who go to work to make the solar panels. They were making them here at home. That is going to be a particular focus of the Build Back Better agenda.
The Fed Reserve announcing that they're keeping interest rates steady. Policymakers wrapping up their meeting in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat, says censuring former President Trump may be better than going through an impeachment trial because it's clear most Republicans won't vote to convict him. The Virginia Democrat speaking on the Senate floor Wednesday. Senate Democrats are reintroducing a D.C. statehood bill.
The 693,000 residents of Washington, D.C. have no congressional representation, yet pay more in taxes per capita than anyone in the United States. Lawmakers on Wednesday are discussing a bill to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state in the United States. If the bill comes to fruition, it would almost guarantee two additional Senate seats for the Democrats. Back in June, then-Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, said he was not going to bring the legislation to a vote in his Republican-controlled chamber. End quote. Only a congressional amendment can redesignate D.C. from a city to a state, and the 23rd Amendment would probably need to be repealed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out on social media platforms. Listen to me carefully, friends. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll always be on that platform. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Click onto that platform. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do. I have to get to my topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, I'm going to take Jack really quick, and we're going to hit our main topic. Jack calling in from, I have no idea. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Calling Jack. No Jack. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll just get to our main topic here, friends. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go. And by the way, you just heard during the break, friends, now they're talking about climate change again. Notice how they are keeping the American people in a perpetual state of fear. Why do you allow them that commit the act of oligarchy, where few rule over many? Why do you allow them? I'm speaking to 330 million people right now, okay? And 53 countries. Let me ask you a question. Why do you allow them to set the narrative? 330 million people in this country, why do you allow them to continuously oppress you? To drive fear through propaganda, and you know it's propaganda. Why do you allow it? I said this to you specifically, individually. Why do you allow this? Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it's exactly what they're doing right now. It only has one way to go. This is the direction they're going to take this. And that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures, until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. How about we do what Thomas Jefferson said and put this into perspective? When the government fears the people, you have liberty. And if it's diabolical, that's their choice. Deuteronomy 30:19. Okay? I choose filial, but if they want diabolical, that's their choice. Okay? We the people rule the roost here under God. They do not. But again, the question falls to you. Why do you tolerate them setting the narrative every single day? You know it's propaganda. You know these people that you're led to believe that are journalists. You know they're useful idiots. You know they're reading a teleprompter. We played several videos, friends, about how this goes from the West Coast to the East Coast, and thousands upon thousands of these useful idiots are saying the exact same thing verbatim per topic. Okay, it's all bought and paid for, just like the presidents of the United States of America. And I want to say this one more time, too. Joe Biden is not the president of the United States of America. He is not my president. He will never be my president. Okay, just for the record. Just for the record. He's a traitor. He's in there by fraud. And you know it as well as I do. And I want to say this as well, friends. What we're seeing from the FBI right now is nothing but the likes of the modern-day brown shirts enforcing unconstitutional acts. They want to sit back, many of these people, in these law enforcement agencies, and they want to say, well, the president said so. Well, let me tell you something. That's how you end up genociding a country. That's how you end up at the Nuremberg trials at the end of the day. And you're not going to get away with the fact that you are just doing your job. Because if you were just doing your job, and I'm talking about corruption in the FBI, I'm talking about corruption in the CIA, I'm talking about corruption in these government agencies that have been created to war against the American people, you promised to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution as well. If you're doing your job and somebody gives you an unconstitutional order, it's your job to stand up against them individually. Okay? It's not your job to turn on the people that you promised to serve. I just wanted to make clear. Also keep in mind, concerning that topic, the FBI, the CIA, and these agencies, keep in mind they operate compartmentally. Okay? So there's good guys in these organizations and there's bad guys in these organizations. Well, we see the good, bad, and the ugly, don't we? But we're seeing a lot of ugly come out of the FBI right now. Matter of fact, I might get John Guandolo, former FBI, on the radio with us in the up and coming weeks just to see what's going on the inside. Because friends, people are awake to what's going on, but we need to lawfully respond to what's going on as well. So I just gave you a quote from President Harry Truman. I'm going to give you the definition of terrorism from yesterday. Oxford's Original English Dictionary defines terrorism as, listen carefully, government by intimidation. Okay? Terrorists are not those that uphold the law against the bad guy. But this is how they want to redefine it. These are the people that are putting light for darkness and darkness for light, good for bad and bad for good, so on and so forth, Isaiah 5:20. Okay? We also saw after September 11, 2001, when the two trade towers were taken down, that these agencies were quickly created through the act of tyranny called the Patriot Act to define Americans as terrorists. Now, isn't it interesting, friends, just to say this to that? Isn't it interesting how over the last 18 years we've been told by the mainstream media, we've been told by corrupt politicians that Muslims were the ones that took down the two towers. Now it's interesting to note that these politicians are opening the doors for Muslims to take office, just like it tells us under the judgments of God in Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, also verse 50, also check out 63, and also check out 68 concerning the judgments of God upon a disobedient nation. It's interesting how now the media is basically browbeating anybody that calls the Muslims, those that mean not to come into America and assimilate, of course, but to conquer. If you say anything ill will to them, now you're defined as a terrorist. Just for the record. And it's also interesting to note the new secretary that's being placed by criminal Joe Biden because the American people are tolerating him. It's interesting to note that he said he was going to promote the LGBT agenda. Okay. So what they're doing is they're empowering, they're using these people as political battering rams to upend our Constitution. Organizations like the SPLC, organizations like the ACLU, the LGBTQRSTU, so on and so forth, whatever they want to call themselves. That's how confused they are, right? Placing transgenders into position and sodomites into position. They're putting these individuals that God calls an abomination into the place of government. Why? Because America, you're under judgment. Again, put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. Okay? So you are, without a shadow of a doubt, under attack like you've never been under attack before. Now, just yesterday, I highlighted, I just got to scratch the surface concerning this topic. Tulsi Gabbard was reported by Yahoo News, another propaganda outlet, that the domestic terrorism bill is targeting of almost half of the country, she said. But I'm here to tell you it goes a lot further than that. And for all of my listeners, I want to see if you fall under one of these categories, okay? Because there were 72 types of Americans that were labeled as potential terrorists. And I'll do my best to start and finish, okay, before the end of the show here. Number one was those that talk about individual liberties. You're a potential terrorist. This is all found in government documents, okay? This is all found in government documents. Number two, those that advocate for state rights, you know, like the Bill of Rights, namely the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, right? For some reason, if you make reference to that, you're a potential terrorist. Number three, those that want to make the world a better place. I'm not kidding you. You're a potential terrorist. This all being found in U.S. government documents, okay? Number four, the colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. By the way, the king tyrant, George III, from across the pond, he labeled our forefathers terrorists. So this is nothing new under the sun, just for the record, okay? Number five, those that are interested in defeating the communists. I'm not making it up, friends. Those that are interested in defeating the communists, you're a potential terrorist according to U.S. government documentation. Okay? Number six, those that believe that the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations or the common interests of all nations, you're a potential terrorist. By the way, they just told on themselves, didn't they? Yes, they did. They're trying to create a global order under the United Nations. Guess who created the United Nations, friends, after World War II, because it failed during the League of Nations under that of president, I'm trying to think, Woodrow Wilson. It failed under World War I, so they had to have another war, and out of that, what happened? Well, what sprung out of the World War II is the United Nations. And guess who's been funding that for how many years now? The American people have, to their own demise, okay? Like it or not. One more question to that number six. Those that believe that the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations. Since when did we become the police of the world? We never have. And again, it goes against their scope of authorities, their delegated authorities. But they're doing, again, what the American people are letting them do. Number seven, anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be necessary, harmful, or undesirable. Okay. Again, they work for us. We have a representative government. They don't want you to believe that anymore. They want to revise it. They want you to believe that they inherited the earth and it's theirs to give. No, it's just the exact opposite, friends. Number eight, anyone that possesses an intolerance towards other religions. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The Bible tells us there's none name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. There's only one road and one name, and everybody will confess, and everybody will bow their knee to Jesus Christ. Take that to Hebrews 9:27. And what they want to do is they want to create war, right? And it's interesting because Judges 5:8 comes to my aid right now, and the Bible is clear. It says, when other gods were are within the gate, you're going to have war. What's happening, friends? We're beginning to see the sparks right now, aren't we? We're hearing the clanking of the swords of those that come into America, and they want to establish a new government. That's, by the way, why they're bringing in many of these Muslims. That's why they're bringing in these foreigners from other countries. That's why they're alluring them in to cities, friends, and putting them on welfare, because they want to take away that which belongs to you. And if you're not willing to fight for it, well, you don't deserve to have it in the first place. 1 Timothy 6:12. I'm going to come back, friends, and I'm going to do my best to nail all 72 of them. We're right at number 9 right now. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, we are talking about right now 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists labeled by corruption in Washington, D.C. This is coming directly from an official government document, okay? I'm going to take Kim from Louisiana real quick here, friends. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I would like to talk about when you said about the climate change with the COVID-19.
I didn't say anything about climate change and COVID-19.
Well, I meant climate change, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, the papers that I received from the state, our state, which is Louisiana, it's called COVID-19 climate change. And as you go through, seriously, as you go through these papers, this is what they say. This is one part of it. If we get it right, the response to COVID-19 may not only minimize pain and suffering now, but can also build the foundation for a greener, safer, and more prosperous future.
Yep.
And the reason why I'm sharing this is because when we went in our first lockdown, they updated these papers, and I had already made a copy of them.
Yeah, Kim, just hold up a second. Let me respond to that, okay? The reason they're updated is because they've seen the compliance from 88% of the American people. They've been encouraged to go ahead and further attack and assail the American people. That's why they're updated. Just for the record, they've been encouraged.
I have been going to my mayor. I've been speaking to the sheriff guy. I mean, I've been out there doing it by myself because the church has left me and thinks I'm out there somewhere. They don't even want to help. So in this state, they're all caught up in all the stuff that they don't need to be. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And but I keep going out there and telling people and warning them because if they don't wake up, I mean, there's nothing left.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what the thing is, Kim, is and this is burdensome too. This is a blessed burden, by the way. But the fact of the matter is I'm in the same exact boat as you are. I totally appreciate you. I'm so glad that there's people out there like you. And I know that you're all across the country right now. But the fact of the matter is it's just our job to tell them the truth. They're going to have to make a decision as to how they're going to respond to that truth. And we can do no more. And so be encouraged.
Correct.
Yeah, be encouraged.
Okay, well, I appreciate you too because – you know, you've really been opening up people's eyes and they really, you know, to get them to stand up for righteousness. I think about these kids, you know.
Yep.
I can't even think how people can sit back and not think about children and what they have planned for these kids. And I keep telling them they're coming to steal, kill, and destroy. And people are, they just don't, I don't know. It's like they're dead, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they are. They're dead in their sins, 1 Corinthians 15. And also, just take a moment when we get off the phone here, Cam, to go ahead and check out 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, because it's exactly where these people are at. And how do you help a people that don't help themselves? That's what we're doing out there, folks. That's what Kim is doing out there. That's what I'm doing out there right now. It's just giving you information that the mainstream media means to withhold. So we can only do what we can do and leave the results up to God, Kim. That's really where we're at.
And people need to realize that when we go do things like that, like me going to see a mayor and, you know, telling him I was a Christian because he told me we were all going to be so happy when we all get this vaccine. And I started telling him what Revelation 18 said, you know.
Yep.
And he didn't know what to do with me. But it's the point of it doesn't matter what they do because I'm telling you, I've been walking through some persecution for what I believe.
Yep.
But that's part of it. You know what I mean? So.
Yep. Amen. Well, I appreciate you, Kim. I want to hear from you again. I appreciate you. I really do.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thanks for calling in. There again, we have a strong woman standing up and doing what it is that our men are to be doing. And I appreciate the men that are out there doing. But again, it only further solidifies the point that what I hear from is a majority of the women standing up and doing the stuff. Again, I am not negating those men that are doing the stuff. But my goodness, friends, all across the country, I'm seeing the women stand up and do the stuff. And I appreciate every single one of you. And I am high-fiving every single one of you as well. And the men, too. Cool. We're on the same page here, just to make sure that we are. Talking about 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists. Let's go to number 9, and I'm going to start giving you a quicker download because I have 7 minutes left. Those that take action to fight against the exploitation of the environment and or animals. Folks, don't worry about the human beings. And this shows you their minds. They're communist. They're reprobate. Let me say this. This is the mind of the enemy. They have more of a care for the environment, as if to suggest they have the power to change it. It's not theirs to change in the first place. But they have more of a care for the environment and or animals. Now, the Bible does say that we're supposed to be kind to our beasts. Yes, listen, I got two cats, man. Love them. They're great. But the fact of the matter is we need to put things into perspective, too, and we need to put a stop to aborting human beings. This is how upside down they are. This is how upside down the American people have become to accept the fact that you better not hurt an animal, but it's okay to be encouraged to kill your baby. This is how sick people have become. And it's not a good place to put yourself. Number 10 is you're a potential terrorist according to U.S. government documents if you're anti-homosexual. By the way, it's a felony in every state of our union. Number 11, if you're anti-immigrant. No, I'm pro-immigrant, right? I'm pro-immigrant. The fact of the matter is, do it legally, just like everybody else did. If you come in here illegally, yeah, you're going to have a problem with law-abiding individuals in this country. That's number 11, anti-immigrant, you're considered a potential terrorist. I'm not making this up. Number 12, anti-Muslim. Wait a second. Who's driven that sentiment into the minds of the American people more than politicians and the mainstream media that the Muslims were terrorists? Who? Nobody. But now if you're anti-Muslim, then you're considered a potential terrorist. Moving on. Number 13, the Patriot Movement. Whoa, isn't that interesting? Patriot means to uphold thine laws. So if you're a part of upholding thine laws concerning the Constitution, understanding the price paid for the freedoms in which you have, if you're a part of that movement, then you're considered a potential terrorist by your government. Okay? Number 14, opposition to equal rights. What is their point of reference? To equalize. Okay? This is where you're going to confuse these individuals. Opposition to homosexuals and lesbians. You're considered a potential terrorist. Now, just keep in mind, friends, why they're defending homosexuals and lesbians. Because if that was the case, that they've always been here, none of us would be here if that's how family was supposed to be. I just want to make clear. Okay? It's an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, 20 verse 13, Romans 1:24, and 30 other references condemning homosexuality. Okay? Number 15, members of the Family Research Council. I would have gotten an attorney a long time ago, and I would have went after the government for placing me on this list for being a Christian ministry. Same thing with the American Family Association. That's number 16. Those that believe Mexico, Canada, and the United States are secretly planning to merge into a European Union. They already did this under Donald Trump. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but they already did it. That is number 17. You're considered a potential terrorist. Number 18, members of the American Border Patrol. And if you're a Minuteman on the border, you're considered a potential terrorist. It shows you that they're at war with you, America. Do you understand? This is what's happening here. Number 19, members of the Federation of American Immigration Reform. You are a potential terrorist. Number 20, members of the Tennessee Freedom Coalition, members of the Christian Action Network. Anyone that is opposed to the New World Order, you're considered a potential terrorist. All the way down to 23, anyone that's engaged in conspiracy theorizing. Folks, it shows you again, they're telling on themselves that they're afraid of people exposing them for who they are. And yes, conspiracies are very real. Jeremiah 11:9. Number 24, anyone that is opposed to Agenda 21. Number 25, anyone that's concerned about FEMA camps, you're a potential terrorist. Anyone that fears impending gun control or weapons confiscations, you're a potential terrorist. The militia movement, the sovereign citizen movement, those, and folks, if you're agreed and allied with the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, you're considered a potential terrorist. Okay? I just posted this article, the official document, government documents, labeling 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists onto social media platforms. Going on. Those that don't think they should have to pay taxes, anyone that can, we should talk to the politicians about that, huh? Anyone that complains about bias, anyone that believes in government conspiracies to the point of paranoia, anyone that is frustrated with mainstream ideologies, anyone that visits extremist websites, see how they're trying to scare you into compliance, anyone that exhibits extreme religious intolerance, in other words, anybody that holds to the Word of God, anyone that exhibits or is in personally connected with a grievance, I don't really get that. Number 38, anyone that suddenly acquires weapons. Oh, maybe this explains why government or gun sales were up above any other president than Donald Trump. Folks, Donald Trump is hailed the king of gun salesmen because gun sales skyrocketed under Donald Trump. Number 39. Number 40, militia, unorganized militia. Folks, look at Article 8, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. The militia is the people that work with government. It shows you that this is anti-government, these documents. General right-wing extremists, in other words, if you hold to the Constitution and first and foremost the Word of God. Bumper stickers that are patriotic and or anti-United Nations, you're a potential terrorist. Those that refer to the Army of God, folks, my goodness. Anti-abortion activists, you're potential terrorists. Returning veterans, you're a potential terrorist. Evangelical Christians, you're potential terrorists. Folks, you need to understand, you're under assault by these people.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.